Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Just Saying. I'm Juju, and with me is none other than...
Tyler.
Wow, he's on time today.
Look, man, I practiced a little bit. 10 times a day, every day, until we recorded again.
We're starting to get, like, a chemistry going here.
No, it's starting to work a little bit better. Got to work out the kinks, but as we continue, we'll get better.
For sure. Sorry about a later episode this week, but we had some technical scheduling difficulties early on in the week, but none other than that, we're back again with it. And we've got some more juicy topics. That's a weird way to describe it, but we got some more topics this week again. There's a lot going on in sports as usual, especially with COVID still going on in 2021. Charlotte, do you want to introduce our first topic?
Yeah, so definitely. So given the fact that the NFL season just ended, I figured it's the perfect time to kind of take a look back and just talk about some of the highlights of the season, things that were really, really great. We'll talk about for a long time, things that were not so great. I mean, it was a long season. COVID threw a wrench in plans more than once. And so let's start there. What for you was the biggest moment of the NFL season? We'll start with what was your worst? We'll start with your least favorite moment, the thing that's kind of like soured the taste in your mouth, and then I'd like to hear your favorite.
Well, I think mine is shared with most New Englanders. The disappointment of a season that the Patriots had this season had to be the worst news for me. I mean, Cam got COVID. We had a bunch of people. I knew it was going to be this sort of season when like half of the defense opted out of the season. But I don't know. I feel like we had Cam Newton. I had high hopes. We had Bill Belichick still, best coach in football. So I thought we'd at least make the playoffs, man. So I would say that was the worst moment for me was just the whole Patriots season. How about you?
Okay. I was going to go with something that wasn't as biased towards the Steelers. Since you brought up the Pats, I have to just quickly mention the fact that the Steelers lost their bye week. Like, irks me to no end. I mean, the Titans got COVID week 4. They couldn't play week 5, so the Steelers didn't find out until like Thursday or Friday of that week that they weren't going to have a game. So they had like a 3-day bye week. And then they were supposed to have the Thanksgiving game later in the season against the Ravens, and then they were going to get 9 or 10 days off after that. So it was going to be kind of like a pseudo bye week going into the playoffs. Everything was going to be great. Ravens get COVID. Steelers can't play them till like Tuesday night at 5 p.m. or Monday night at 5 p.m. And here we are. I mean, they're in the playoffs, so it's fine. But no, my least favorite moment this NFL season has got to be the lack of production in the NFC East. I can't say I was surprised.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I can't say I was surprised, but I mean, not a single team in that entire division had more than 7 wins. I mean,
I think that whole situation needs to be revisited.
I mean, I guess so, but the NFL's motto of every given Sunday, you can't really say that a division winner can't make the playoffs because then the divisions have much less meaning. So, I mean, that's a tough situation. But, I mean, tonight, for example, the 11-5 Buccaneers have to travel to Washington to play the 7-9 Washington football team.
What?
I mean,
what are you talking about,
wins, and they're on the road. So, that's for me, that's my biggest disappointment, is the fact that the entire NFC East stunk more than a mid-tier Division II college football team. Oh!
But besides that, you don't think it's unfair to other teams that had better records, like the Cardinals, who didn't make the playoffs? You don't think that's unfair?
I do. I hear what you're saying. I do think it's unfair that teams who played much better and deserve a spot in the playoffs get snubbed because a team from the NFC East has to be admitted to the playoffs. But I'm also a big fan of football in the NFL as a whole, meaning, you know, the coaches, the owners, the players are all working together towards this one goal, as in any sport. But I feel like in football, I mean, you play your divisional opponents twice a year, because those are the guys that you need to beat out to make it so that you have an opportunity to get to the big show, to get to the Super Bowl. So taking away the opportunity to be the best team in your division and not make the playoffs, to me, just kind of makes it so that the division system, I mean, doesn't mean as much. Think about it. The Packers and the Bears, one of the greatest rivalries in sports. I mean, they're division rivals. The Steelers and the Ravens, same thing. Who else could you say? I mean, maybe the rivalry
can still go on without the divisions.
It can, but I mean, it started because of the division, because it's like, okay, we got to kick their ass to make sure that we have put ourselves in the best position possible to give ourselves a run at the Super Bowl.
Right, but I don't know. All right, what if there was a requirement that the division, you have to win the division and you have to have a winning record? Can't be below 500.
I think that's a fair compromise. I haven't given it much thought, and I think that's something that maybe could work if implemented correctly.
I mean, think about it. The NFL isn't losing here because more people are going to want to watch playoff games because they're good teams playing.
That's true, but wouldn't you also be interested as a fan to watch the Buccaneers and the Washington football team game just to see if Washington can do anything? I mean, an upset like that would be, for the NFL, a huge story.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know. I just feel like it's just weird having a 7-9 team in the playoffs.
I hear you, but answer me this. Given other teams in the NFC, right?
Yeah.
In the NFC, they're in the playoffs. Would the Cardinals, for example, make it to the Super Bowl past all of those teams? I don't think the Cardinals stand a chance against the Buccaneers, against Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay.
The football team, as I said, I think they have a better chance at beating the Bucks than the Washington football team.
Not necessarily. I mean, the Washington football team has a top-tier defense. They've got a weapon in Terry McLaurin, Scary Terry, on offense. They've got a solid running back in Antonio Gibson. Alex Smith is an intelligent quarterback who's starting to find his stride again. Especially, I mean, given all of the things that Washington has had to overcome since the start of the season, all the allegations coming out against the organization and the higher-ups, the name change. I mean, they've had a lot of noise in their locker room. And they're only 7-9, but they picked it up a little bit towards the end of the season. More of their wins came after week 9 than...
Can we really call that a name change?
A name removal. We'll call it a name removal.
They've had
to overcome a lot, and I respect them for that. The Cardinals, I mean, explosive offensive opportunity, or explosive offense on paper. But we've seen this that they've been hit or miss. You know what I mean? So, well, yeah, they have a chance. I mean, they didn't. They also had a chance to win their division, and they didn't. You know what I mean? So
that brings me back to what is, for me, the greatest moment of the NFL 2020 regular season was the DeAndre Hopkins catch.
Oh, the catch.
Against the Bills.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I forgot about that.
That was awesome.
That was a great play. That was reminiscent of Aaron Rodgers in the past few years when he's made.
You just have to bring up Aaron Rodgers.
I love Aaron Rodgers, man. I have to. Every
show. What about you? What was your favorite moment?
My favorite moment, this is going to come as a surprise given how much I dislike both teams. But a few weeks back, the Ravens-Browns game, I think a lot of people would agree, is
that was big.
The game of the year. I mean, it was a nail-biter right until the end, a high-scoring one, too. I mean, it was The offenses were exploding. The defenses still, you know, put on a show. They were playing well. They were getting stops here and there, making big plays. That was a hell of a game to watch.
Well, Lamar Jackson's been zipping that thing around, huh?
Not really. He's throwing seam routes down the middle.
Yes, he has.
He's throwing seam routes down the middle into cover two.
Still throwing the football.
Yeah, but he's the greatest wildcat quarterback in the NFL. I'll give him that. But he can't – I mean, think about back to the Pro Bowl last year or the year before. I think it was last year when he was in the quarterback competition, and he missed, like, just those basic no coverage, no pressure. He missed simple throws as an NFL-caliber quarterback. Every single other quarterback there in the Pro Bowl for quarterbacking made it.
You never forget that competition.
Absolutely not.
He was a rookie.
And?
That's not fair.
What's he doing in the Pro Bowl? If he's a rookie, he should be able to throw an accurate ball if he's in the Pro Bowl.
Hey, you can't vote yourself into the Pro Bowl.
No, but other people voted him in because of the production the team as a whole had on offense, because he had an offensive line built for run blocking, blocking wide receivers, blocking tight ends, an offense that catered to his strengths. But in, you know, a true quarterback's position, he's not very good at the position. And I can't back down from that.
I don't think we can say he's not good at the position with the success he's had. I think we can say he's not the greatest skilled guy at the position ever.
He's one of the best athletes at the position, sure. He's had tremendous success, but we saw middle of the season, it can be figured out, it can be stopped, and people did figure it out and stop it. Now, I don't know what the Ravens have done to change that the last couple of weeks of the season, but they've turned it around and gotten good again. So maybe they've got that ironed out. Maybe they just got some healthy players back. I didn't really pay too much attention to their injury list. But
Speaking of which, I'd say probably game of this wild card round. Jeez, I can't talk today. Ravens against the Titans. That's
Ravens against the Titans.
Other than the Browns Steelers.
No, I mean, Browns Steelers could be a good game, but Ravens Titans, man, you think back to the playoffs last year when the Titans came out of nowhere and steamrolled the Ravens.
That was last year.
That's what I'm saying. Knocked them right out of the playoffs just to come back and have the opportunity to play each other again in the regular season, and for the Titans to do it again just to shut that offense down and roll through them with Derrick Henry, the tank.
You know, it wasn't until like 2 weeks ago that I realized Lamar Jackson hadn't won a playoff game yet.
You're not a very good quarterback if he hasn't won a playoff game, huh?
I just had to throw you that bait. Let's talk about the games that we have going on today. We've got the Colts, Bills. Bills win out the game 27-24. It was an okay game. Colts, I think, made a terrible decision going for that fourth down and not kicking for that field goal.
With like 4 seconds left on the clock or earlier in the game?
No, this is like in the – I'm not sure if it was the first half before the – right before halftime where – and they run it like three downs in a row and get nowhere. Like throw the ball.
Yep.
You remember that drive? I was like, come on. That would have made the game right there. I think it was it was 14-10 at that point, I believe. It would have made it 13-14. Yeah, I think so. And then they ended up missing I think it was Pittman dropped the pass, but I don't know. Phillip Rivers threw it kind of wonky too, but that was just – I would have kicked the field goal.
I agree. I probably would have kicked the field goal too, but I also understand – I mean, you're in the playoffs. You want to send a message to your team and the other team, hey, we're not afraid to go out there and take it by any means necessary. And they could have played the safe game. They could have kicked the field goal and, you know, gone the safe route. And sure.
They did a one-point game.
Exactly. But that very well could have been the difference towards the end of the game. But especially since they lost by, I think they lost by 3, 27 to 24.
Right.
No, maybe it was a little higher than that. No, no. 27 to 24, that's right.
Yeah, 27-24.
So that field goal would have been the difference. But as my favorite head coach in the NFL, Mike Tomlin, always says, you can't live in your fears. So
I think he blew that one.
I don't know. You make your decision and you roll with it. I mean, at the end of the day, this is a game. And what's a game if you don't take chances and try and have fun? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got a point there. Moving on, we got the Rams beating the Seahawks 30-20, proving that defense does in fact win games.
Yeah, that was a boring one. I didn't catch the beginning of that game, and then I got a notification from Bleacher Report on my phone that said Jared Goff has now entered the game. And yeah. I'm saying Jared Goff didn't start this game. Interesting. But that's because we got a guy by the name of John. Oh man, what's
Wolf, something like that?
John Wolford.
Wolford
starting the game because
Goff has that thumb issue.
Jared Goff has a wonky thumb.
But now that guy, I think he got taken to the hospital.
He did, yeah, neck injury. Thoughts and prayers to him. Hope he's all right.
Yeah, hopefully he's all right.
But so Jared Goff with his wonky thumb comes in the game as the second string quarterback. I did a little research on this. Blake Bortles is the third string quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams.
Wow. So that might be the third string in the league.
Well, think about how the Rams feel about Blake Bortles to say, we're going to trust our starter with a broken thumb in his throwing hand to go in the game in relief over you. We're going to go with a guy with a broken hand before we trust you. I think that's fair.
Well, it was a playoff game. I would have done the same.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can't blame him, but, man, Blake Bortles got to be feeling some type of way after that.
Yeah, and now we got Buccaneers going at it with Washington as we speak, 18-10 in the third quarter, about 10 minutes on there. So we'll see how that one turns out. And then you got the Bears-Saints also tomorrow. I expect an easy win for the Saints.
I was actually talking to my girlfriend about this one because we're thinking about, you know, maybe doing some, like, we're taking care of some errands or doing something tomorrow. And I was like, playoff football, can't do that. And then I said, well, maybe you can because the Titans-Ravens game that we talked about going to be great at 1 o'clock. Steelers-Browns game, I think it's going to be great. 8 o'clock. The Saints and the Bears? Who cares? What a waste of time. Give it to the Saints and send them to the next round. What a waste of time. The Saints are going to win that game by 10 plus.
Yeah, at least.
Maybe 15 plus. They might win that game by 3 scores. I would not be surprised.
All right. Well, switching gears, we wanted to do a little reminiscence for you guys. All right. We've got, you know, we've been through a lot last year. And I feel like things happened like one after another. We never really got the time to process it. You know what I mean?
To process what?
Everything that happened, you know?
Just with COVID and...
It was like one thing after another. I mean, there was so much that happened in sports. When the Astros, you know, we forget about that.
Oh, I haven't forgotten. Astros Revenge Tour Part 2, 2021.
But they weren't forced to vacate their title. That's
I don't agree with that, but I think that everyone who pays attention to the sport knows that there's a big fat asterisk right next to that World Series title. I mean, the fans in Houston know it. The players in Houston, fans and players around the rest of the country, everybody knows it. That's a tarnished World Series ring, and it's unfortunate because, you know, I'm sure there were some guys on the team who either didn't participate in that and got screwed because of it, or, you know, maybe I'm completely wrong. Maybe everyone was aware, everyone was on board, or at least willing to do what it took to win. And I'm sure there's some degree of sign stealing on all teams in the major leagues. There's too much money at stake not to. too much pride at stake not to. I mean, these guys are going to do anything they can to win with inside the gray area of the rule book. But to have a camera pointed at first base and coming up with a plan to bang trash cans and things like that in the dugout. I mean, come on.
What are you talking about, man? That's
cheating.
Yeah, that was nuts. And
up for the Revenge Tour 2021 Part 2.
We'll see. And then on January 26th, the saddest news probably from 2020, Kobe Bryant dying in a helicopter crash along with 8 others.
Including his daughter.
Including his daughter. There was also Orange Coast College baseball coach John Altobelli, his wife, his daughter. This one is like, it's still sour in my mouth from like just.
No, that one was tough and it was definitely unexpected. I feel like there was so much sadness and chaos and things like that this past year that, I mean, I almost feel like people became desensitized to it. It was almost like, oh, another riot. Someone else died. Like, it just, now that's not necessarily the case. I mean, I'm sure there are lots of people who are still severely affected and, you know, saddened, which is understandable. But I just feel like there was so much that happened that that a lot of people just kind of got numbed by it, and that's tough.
Yeah, it's prayers go out to their families. Hopefully they're recovering. Moving on to a little, you know, a little happier news. The Chiefs ended their 50-year Super Bowl drought with Patrick Mahomes leading the Chiefs to their third straight 10-point comeback in the playoff game, which is ridiculous. They won 31-20 against the San Francisco 49ers, who I had winning that Super Bowl. They had a lead and lost it, but that was a nice moment. I'm glad those fans got it. Glad Patrick Mahomes got it. Andy Reid got it. They deserve it.
They definitely deserved it. But if you were a real Pats fan, you would know that every year they don't win a Super Bowl is a failure of a year. shout out to Kansas City, but man, the Steelers should have done it. They had a terrible season last year.
Yeah.
They couldn't do it. Had one more year with Brady, and they couldn't get it done. So I agree. Incredible for Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes is a stand-up guy, incredible player. Andy Reid, coolest coach in the league. So much swagger. Absolutely love him. Definitely deserved it. But as a fan myself, failure of a year, got to say.
Oh, man, you Steelers fans crack me up. Anyway, March 11th, 2020, is when Rudy Gobert tested positive for COVID-19. Shutting down the NBA season.
Now, that was the first thing to test positive publicly, right?
I don't know if you remember this, but there was that video of him touching all the mics.
That's right. I forgot about that.
He tried to explain it away. Like, oh, I was trying to show the reporters I'm not scared of being close to them. Like, first of all, that alone is dumb.
Yeah, like, that's not a very good excuse.
That's not a good excuse. And then second of all, that makes no sense. You were touching the microphones. They were like 6 feet away from you. You just wanted to be weird and act like the virus wasn't that big of a deal, which, to be fair, everybody thought that back in March. But
no, I don't think anyone anticipated what this would become back in March.
Yeah, but you can't try to excuse it. Like, you know, own up to your mistake.
No, I agree, and like you said, I mean, his excuse almost made the situation worse.
Yeah, and then we got the Olympics that got postponed for the first time in their modern history.
That's unbelievable.
That's ridiculous. The last time that happened was in 18, the fourth time since 1896. The other cancellations were World War One and Two.
Wow. That just, I feel like that's a really great way to just kind of express the gravity of how serious everything that happened this year has been.
Yeah. And then remember when they put the noose in Bubba Wallace's like garage car place?
I forgot about that too. Man, a lot has happened this year.
That's what I mean. Like, it just kept going like back and forth.
Wow. I mean, but do you see what I meant when I said that everyone's become desensitized? I mean, like, there's just been so much shocking stuff too that, like, you lose track. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
Yeah, it was crazy. Let's see what else happened in 2020. Man, it was a lot. The Florida bubble. That was
an NBA bubble.
Yeah, the July 24th to July 30th.
The shortened Major League Baseball season.
It was awesome though, because there was like NBA games pretty much every day. Like, they were playing, there was an NBA game going on.
No, it was definitely interesting. I think it's something that they might want to explore in the future. March Madness.
Yeah, do it again.
It had that kind of feel.
They might have to do it again this season. And then August 26th, the Milwaukee Bucks do their protest, which shut down sports again. That was because of Jacob Blake, the 29-year-old black man that was killed by police. That shut down sports. Yeah. Naomi Osaka says their names while winning the U.S. Open. She was also protesting the shooting of Jacob Blake back in August, but she's really young. I didn't know this. She won the U.S. Open, and let me see how old she is.
No, she's a kid. Incredible what she did. Absolutely incredible.
23.
23?
What were you doing last year, Shyler? Were you?
I was right winning now. The U.S. Open. So this past year? I did not win myself a title like that, that's for sure.
And then the Clippers blew their 3-1 lead in the Western Conference semifinals when they were favorites to pretty much win the season.
No, that was tough. I'd love to see someone blow a 3-1 lead, though. Absolutely. Any blown lead that's not directly affecting one of my favorite teams, absolutely love it.
Albert Pujols passes Willie Mays on all-time home run list.
That's impressive. Albert Pujols has been doing it for a long time. Shout out to him.
Yeah, that was pretty huge. The Lakers win the 17th championship, I think, in their history.
That's an incredible feat. Shout out to them. LeBron James adding another one to his trophy case.
Yeah, even though you had to get Anthony Davis to do it.
Hey, man, by any means necessary.
Yeah, I guess so. When you're LeBron, you need someone. The Dodgers came back also from a 3-1 deficit to get to the World Series.
Yep, and shout out to the Dodgers.
How long was it? It was like 20 years since they won their last one, right?
Yeah, no, they had an incredible run, and Andrea and I were in Los Angeles during the World Series or during the conference. I think it was the conference round. And being right in Los Angeles while that was happening, I mean, that was cool. Even with COVID, I mean, obviously we were being safe and everything, but everybody had their Dodgers gear on. They were excited. You could really feel the buzz despite the pandemic. But shout out to the Dodgers because they deserved it. They had been snubbed. They were beaten by the Astros. They were a direct consequence of their the actions of the Astros. Well deserved. Couldn't be happier for them.
Yeah, and speaking of that, Breanna Smith became the first black woman to coach in professional baseball.
Yeah, so she's coaching in the minor leagues, you were telling me, for the Boston Red Sox, the Pawtucket Patriots.
Right, right.
Is that who it is?
Yeah, she's coaching the minor leagues for the Red Sox. She's 29, which is awesome. Great, glad to see her getting the opportunity to show what she can do and
what she can bring.
Was good and moves on from there.
Definitely good for her. The only thing I can say is, like, why did it take so long? I mean, women are incredibly capable in all sports, especially baseball. I mean, you see women excelling at softball all the time, absolutely killing it. So there's no reason that they can't bring their knowledge, their skill, their technique, their insight to baseball and have success with it. So I expect her to be the first of many who eventually break into the league, we'll see some more representation in general because of what she's been able to do. So that's an awesome feat.
For sure. Now switching gears, the NBA is on the verge of canceling the season again. Philadelphia 76ers, who
stuck
yesterday
in New York, right?
I'm sorry?
They got stuck in New York, right?
Yeah, I think they have like 7 players active on their roster right now. Everyone else is out due to COVID.
Yeah, I saw they were playing with 7 or 8 players. They were saying that Dwight Howard was going to have to play point guard. I mean,
oh man, I gotta watch his highlights.
Yeah, so Dwight Howard. Now I don't know if you saw this or not, but Heinicke, I'm blanking on his first name, but Heinicke, the Washington Redskins backup quarterback, just had like a 30-yard rush. Man, I don't know a lot about him, but I like him. I liked him when I first saw him play. I like him now. If the Washington football team wins this game right now against the Bucks, Heinicke is going to win it.
I highly doubt that will happen, but
hey, man, don't sleep on Heinicke. You're going to be recording and editing this after the game ends. So if Heinicke brings Washington a comeback and they move on to the next round, you need to apologize for saying that they didn't belong in the playoffs. And you need to apologize to me and Heinicke.
I will make a formal apology to Timothy Heinicke if he pulls off this game, which I highly doubt he will, but I will do that. I'll commit to that.
All right. That's perfect. I do think that I should say we've got less than a minute on this video, so we went a little bit over. I feel like the fact that we slipped into talking about a 2021 event during that flashback to 2020 was great because we slipped through the end of 2020. We're slipping through the end of this video. Our audio is going to cut any second. So anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Jason Tatum is out for 2 weeks, people, due to COVID protocols. We didn't have Tristan Thompson. We didn't have Robert Williams. We didn't have Grant Williams. I don't know what's going on. They need to cancel the NBA season until they can get this thing under control or at least postpone it.
All right. And the last thing that I want to say, Heinicke is still driving down the field. Go football team.
Go Brady. Go Gronk. Win it for us. I'm like fantasizing that this is the Patriots. Like, I'm just like visually in my mind, I'm looking past the jerseys.
All right, I get that, but you're wrong. And and Heinicke is gonna win a Super Bowl this season. The Washington football team. All right, that was just saying. We ran way over. We're like down to seconds. So let's wrap it.
Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to follow us on Just Saying Podcast. That's JUSSAYIM Podcast. And tell us what you think. Tell us what you want us to talk about. We look forward to speaking with you guys.
All right.
I don't like your pauses, man. They throw me off.
Well, I mean, we got it. It's been saying less than a minute for like 3 minutes. I don't know what's going on.